Toonerville Trolley Records in Williamstown, Massachusetts, has shut its doors after 41 years. But the store's legacy will live on. On April 28th, a short message on the Toonerville Trolley Records Facebook page marked the end of an era. The brief statement announced that the store was closed after over four decades in its storefront on Water Street.
When I first came to town with my van selling records on the street, they weren't really too happy.
Hal March, 77, was the owner and proprietor of Toonerville Trolley Records before deciding to retire. Raised in Brattleboro, Vermont, records were close to his heart from a young age.
My grandfather ran a vending machine business, which included jukeboxes, and my father worked for him. So I was always associated with records because they were putting them on the jukeboxes, and my father got the trade magazines like Cashbox and Billboard, and I'm reading them.
He remembers the first record he ever bought.
Jimmy Reed, The Sun Is Shining.
Come on, baby, help me, this business go.
March's first foray into the business involved driving a van stuffed with records to colleges around New England in the mid-70s.
In good weather, it was a whole lot of fun, and most of the colleges were pretty happy to see me come. Especially Bennington College, that let me park right on front of Commons on campus. But it was pretty limited. And when I almost put the truck off the road one day, I thought, I got to get off the road. So that's what I did.
And so it was off to Williamstown.
When I opened the store, it was the punk boom, you know, late 70s.
March chose where to plant his business strategically.
It's a good place to sell records because it's a college town and there's a lot of musical interest at the college and a lot of, you know, performances and that stuff. Plus, there's Bennington College and Mass College of Liberal Arts, so I can sell to them. And then Williamstown is a pretty good tourist destination with a theater festival and Tanglewood and all that stuff. So I sold to those guys.
In the early days, Toonerville Trolley was one of three record stores in Williamstown.
It was the rack job boom, where records were placed in gas stations and, you know, supermarkets and everything by the distributors. So it was a big time. You had to, you know, you didn't have to, but everybody bought records to get music.
March, understandably, has his own passions in collecting music.
Well, I like almost everything. You know, rock, classical, blues, whatever. But I like jazz best of all, and Sun Ra is my big favorite.
As the years passed and new musical forms emerged, March discovered new passions.
Well, I flipped over industrial noise, and of course I accumulated a lot of that, and I still stock that kind of stuff. I have a lot of leftover stock, and I'm always looking for it, like Throbbing Gristle, Merzbow, Liebach, that kind of stuff.
As far as sales, Mark says funk, soul, and jazz always led the pack at Toonerville, as well as punk and metal.
A good record store, if by good you mean good, not just ultra profitable, should have something for everyone and carry stuff that's unique, which I always tried to do and I do.
While the lights are off at Toonerville Trolley Records, its legacy as the county's longest-running independent record store will live on.
Bell Tower Records is aiming to be open in North Adams on July 1st of this year.
That's Wes Nelson. He and his wife, Andrea Belair, who currently live in New Haven, Connecticut, bought March's backstock to open their own shop in North Adams' NORAD Mill. It's their first foray into owning a record store, but Nelson says they learned a lot from March.
It seems to me that Hal has a very casual approach, which is nice. I think he has, like, a sort of humbleness to him that, like, belies kind of, like, how awesome he is and, like, how, like, much knowledge he has. And I think that kind of humble attitude that he has is a real, like, boon to the community. And I think it seems to me that he has a lot to teach, like, the surrounding area.
Mark said declining sales initially moved him to close Toonerville. But in doing so, he had a chance to feel the impact he had on the Berkshires.
Once I decided to sell the business and retire, I got such a response from people that wanted to buy the store and came in and said, yeah, you know, we rode our bikes down and we bought these records, and it made me feel much better about the whole thing.
March suggests anyone trying to get into Sun Ra start with his 1956 record, Supersonic Jazz. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.